Sure. I was, like I said, studying at the conservatory in the Netherlands. It's called the Rock Academy, which is just a fancy name for a pop school,
right.
School of music. And it was an amazing time, and I was finding out a lot about who I was as a person, not anymore being bullied. I felt a certain freedom of finally being able to not only express myself, but also express myself on a stage in front
right.
of people and new friends and
right.
stuff. So I really was the small town boy in the big arcade then. I really was that small town
okay.
boy who grew up
okay.
in this town that I hated back then. And now I was in the big city and I could fall in love for the first time, find out who I was as a person,
right.
where what music I wanted to make. And then I locked myself up again, just like I did when I was young,
right.
in a room with just a dusty piano, a study piano. And I started writing about a story that I had in my mind for years, because when I was younger, a friend of the family passed away, unfortunately, and she
uh-huh.
was quite young still.
Right.
But she had divorced recently when she passed away, and she longed for the love of her life to say goodbye to her before she passed away, but he never
right.
did. So
right.
that was a really tough story that was stuck in the back of my mind, and I wanted to, you know, just like I did with the bullying,
right.
wanted to write a song about it. And that's how I started the foundation of Arcade. And after that, I kind of took that foundation, that skeleton of Arcade, which was
right.
pretty much finished already,
right.
to different people. And I took it to Will Knox, who is a great songwriter from London, who could help me a little bit with
right.
the native English kind of, you know, tricks and tips
okay.
and stuff. Then I took it to Joel, who's a great pop writer from
uh-huh.
Sweden, Joel Hö. And then I took it to Wouter, who is the producer of
okay.
the track, and we finished it together. So, yeah, it's had its journey already before it was born, but now it's having an even bigger journey traveling from Eurovision to the billboards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.